It's Friday. We can't help playing a little bit of this once in a while. It's 11 minutes after 8. Sorry about that. Dean Richards here with the Morning Entertainment Roundup.
You always apologize for that song.
Well,
I like it.
We gave it a rest, and we had to bring it back. Has anyone turned down more awards than Dolly Parton?
Yeah, she is. You know, has no need for them. I suppose says something about her. Where you know, a lot of people, when they're offered some sort of accolade, they jump for it. The Tennessee legislature wanted to erect a Dolly Parton statue for all that she has done. And she politely said no, saying, "I want to thank the Tennessee legislature for their consideration of a bill to erect a statue of me on the Capitol grounds." She says, "I'm honored and humbled by the intention, but I've asked the leaders of the state legislature to remove the bill from any and all consideration." She said, "Maybe sometime after I'm gone, if you still feel like I deserve it, then I will stand proud in the great state capitol as a grateful Tennessean. In the meantime, I'll continue to try to do good work to make this great state proud."
Gotta love Dolly.
Working 5 to 9.
Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
Working 5 to 9. You know what? I'm announcing right here, I'm turning down the Nobel Peace Prize, just for the record.
You are right up there with Dolly.
So I see the headlines everywhere. Last night and this morning, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will not return to royal duties. But this is nothing new, is it? Did something change?
I think that there was some hope that they might return.
Oh.
You know, just go to California for a little while, get it out of their systems.
Sure.
And then, you know, come back to what they are supposed to be doing. But apparently they made the official announcement that it's been about a year now, actually, that they've stepped away from everything, that they will not be returning as working members of the royal family. They say, "While we are saddened by the decision, the Duke and Duchess remain much-loved members of the family." That statement from the Queen. So, you know, my big question is, what was this work that they were doing exactly?
Cutting ribbons?
Shaking hands with people?
Yeah. I don't know. You need to investigate, see what they are turning down.
I guess Harry was in the military, right? Wasn't he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, but not exactly the hardest working family in the UK.
The Chicago 7 movie, Trial of Chicago 7, we've been talking about that, and now we have another chance to see it for free, right?
Yeah, what is the full title of the movie?
The Trial of the Chicago 7, is that it?
Starring?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Starring Bob Sarad.
My audio line is buried in there.
Starring Bob Sarad.
I can barely hear it.
Abby, over here, yeah. WGN Radio. Can I get a comment?
Yeah, without that, there's no movie, really.
Good luck trying to make out that line, you know, buried in 1,000 voices in that one scene.
Well, now you can see the movie for free and hear Bob's amazing supporting performance in this film.
Uh-huh.
Netflix is making the film available for free this weekend. It started this morning and will go for 48 straight hours. If you go to YouTube and do a search of Trial of the Chicago 7, Netflix and the writer director of the movie, Aaron Sorkin, said they wanted to commemorate the anniversary of the actual verdict of this trial by making this film available for people to see for free. So if you're interested, this is going to be this weekend.
It's a good movie.
It's a very good movie. I promise you we're going to be talking about this movie at Oscar time. I don't know if it'll win Best Picture, just because there are a lot of movies that are going to be up for contention this year. It might. I think it's going to definitely be nominated. But I think it's the writing in this movie that really sets it apart. And Bob's amazing supporting
performance. Abby, will you comment here for WGN?
That's right.
Yeah. Take that, Frances McDormand.
Take a break here.
Bob Sarad on WGN.
What should we watch this weekend, Dean?
Well, the movie that I think is has a really good chance of being the best picture of the year. I think it's the best one that I've seen in the last year, that's for sure. It's Frances McDormand's Nomadland. It is the story of a widow who lives in a small town that has been ravaged by the recession. One of these little small towns where there's one factory and everybody works at the factory. Because of the recession, the factory shuts down. Everybody's out of work. People start to move. Everybody starts to move. There's nothing left of the town. So when her husband passes away, she decides to pack up her things in a van, whatever she can carry in this van. And she hits the road and decides that she is going to live in RV camps and at roadside stops and taking little jobs along the way, little seasonal jobs, wherever she happens to stop just to make a little bit of money. But along the way, she forms bonds with a lot of other people who, for one reason or another, have decided to abandon their conventional lives, get in a van, get in an RV, get in a trailer, and live on the road. And it's a fascinating lifestyle. It's a true fascinating lifestyle. Frances McDormand brings so much dimension and beauty to this role, both as someone who is suffering from the pain of what she has gone through, to an exploration and wonder of living this new world and adapting to this very independent spirit. The story itself is Oscar worthy. The acting in this movie is Oscar worthy. David Strathairn is one of the supporting performers in this, who's also very good. But some of the acting performances to point out are actual people that they found out on the road while they were filming this movie, people who actually live this lifestyle. They're not actors. They're nomads who are out there, and they were included in the movie as well and add quite a bit to it. The cinematography is beautiful. I gave it a Dean's List A. I love this. It is in theaters right now, but if you'd rather watch it at home, it's also on Hulu. For the kids this weekend, there's a new movie that's live action with animation called Flora and Ulysses, about a little 10-year-old girl whose pet squirrel turns out has superpowers. That's really all you need to know about the plot. So, you know, it's a true story, apparently.
Super squirrel.
Yeah, super squirrel. The little kids are going to like this better than some of the older ones. I gave it a Dean's List C. For a new TV series, there is this new Amazon Prime series that is called Tell Me Your Secrets. This is the one that stars Lily Rabe and Amy Brenneman, Hamish Linklater, and Marianne Murciano's cousin.
That's right.
Enrique Murciano also has a very significant role in this movie. And it's a story about these very complicated characters who are centered around this drama that involves a woman in witness protection who learns that the man that she had an affair with was actually a serial killer. So it's a pretty good nail biter. And this one, as I said, was on Amazon. Kevin James' new series, Kevin James from The King of Queens, has a new NASCAR series that's called The Crew. That one is on Netflix. There is a great documentary that is also on Netflix called Amend, The Fight for America, a six-part docuseries that explores the 14th Amendment that guarantees liberty and equal protection for all. It's the history of this amendment, but in particular how it applied to the then newly freed slaves. Will Smith and Larry Wilmore hosted. And if you're looking for some laughs this weekend, they put all five seasons of The Muppet Show on Disney Plus. It's all the characters. It's all the guest stars. What you might find really interesting here is they also included the skits that only appeared in the UK version of The Muppet Show. So there is essentially some new material that you can also check out with that.
I was reading about the HBO documentary series, Alan versus Pharaoh, which is on HBO, I guess, Sunday night, and also streaming on HBO Max. And I don't know if you know the answer to this question or not, Dean, but I can't wait till Sunday night at 9, and it's too late. Would that be on demand earlier, do you think? Do they do that?
Do not know. Normally, I haven't seen this yet, so I don't know the answer to any of this. Normally, when Netflix says it's going to debut at a certain time.
This is HBO. HBO and HBO Max. Yeah.
Okay.
So let me know if you find out. I'm interested.
Do not know. Interesting. People are so interested in that. That battle that's been going on forever, the Woody Allen Mia Farrow battle.
Well, it's a 4-part documentary. They claim some new information, so we shall see. Oh, before I forget, somebody asked me to ask you about this the other day when we were talking about the Dukes of Hazzard, and a number of people said, be sure to ask Dean Richards to explain his experience with John Schneider and the General Lee. was that something you don't want to talk about?
No. It's very fully documented. We've shown it a million times on the air. We've had a very nice relationship with John Schneider through the years because he was on Smallville. You know, he was on a lot of shows that we used to carry here on WGN. So we kind of became good friends with him. And I forget what the project was that I called him and I said, you know, can we do an interview? I'm going to be out in California. He said, yeah, just come out to the house. So he gave me his address and we went to his house, beautiful house. He collects all kinds of different cars, new cars and old cars, and one of the cars that he had on display for me was what he said was the original Dukes of Hazzard car, the General Lee. So, you know, there it is, that beautiful car. And, you know, we're talking about the car and how he happened to acquire it. And I said, can you still jump in the car window like you used to back in the day? And, of course, he just slides right into it. He jumps right into the car and has no problem with it at all. And he says, oh, now why don't you give it a try?
Uh-oh.
Knowing full well that I'm not going to be able to do it. It's going to be a disaster. So I thought, it'll be funny on television to watch me trying to jump into the car. So I jump at the car, and sort of my backside hits the side of the car, and I go falling on the floor, and everybody's laughing. Oh, it's hilarious! The bald fat man fell on the couldn't jump into the car, and then everybody stopped laughing suddenly.
Uh-oh.
Because I had forgotten that I was wearing a microphone pack on my back of my belt. Loop in back that's about, I don't know, it might be like the size of a pack of cigarettes or something, like a little bigger than, so let's say you had like a 2 packs of cigarettes. That size was the microphone pack that was back there. So when I hit the car, this metal microphone pack smashed into the car as well and dented the General Lee. Put a big dent right in the door of the General Lee. And, my pal John Schneider wasn't laughing now. He was looking and inspecting the damage. And I was with a producer, and, we're calling the station saying, we've had an accident, and it's going to be bad. So we made it good. We fixed it. We paid to have it fixed. So I feel like $6,000 worth of that General Lee is belongs to WGN. Belong to me, but
you couldn't get a deal with Victory Auto Wreckers to help you out.
I wish I had done the commercial for Earl Scheib to do some work on it. But yeah, I damaged the original.
He could have
General Lee.
He could have toured the car with the Dean dent in it. It would have been an attraction,
right? And then I know you got to run about 6 months later, John was promoting something and came here to WGN. So he said, wouldn't it be funny if you got even with me? We went and we did go to Victory Auto Records to get a car. And we put it in front of WGN. And we told John that that was my car and told him, have at it. And he takes at it with a crowbar and smashes out all the windows. It was very funny. I'm sure it's all on WGNTV.com.
Okay. I have my web viewing set for the weekend.
There you go.
Talk to you Monday.
See you guys.